Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe. Step into a world of enchantment at La Forêt des Lumières, where magic meets mindfulness in the heart of Brittany, France. Unwind with immersive workshops led by master practitioners offering transformative practices to elevate your well-being. Embark on a transformative journey through lush forests and tranquil ponds, where every moment is exciting. Celebration of holistic living. Discover how to regain your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual power to take back your life. Join us at La Forêt de Lumière and awaken your senses to a world of possibility where every moment is an invitation to thrive. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more information. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to season three of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the owner of Etsy boutique Coudron's Curiosities and the founder of Rachel Coudron Events, where I will be holding my first event next year, May of 2025, here in France. It's going to be called La Forêt des Lumières. From the 29th of May through the 1st of June. You can find more information at Rachel Coudron, Coudron, events.com. Today, we're going to rise and to focus on a very important topic, sisterhood. And I want to remind you first that now is your time to rise and truly step into your sunshine. Sisterhood, what is all that about? You have brotherhood, sisterhood, what does that even mean? For me, it took a long time to figure it out. It also took a long time to unravel what I was taught throughout my childhood and my adolescence about sisterhood. Because when I think of the word sisterhood, I think of lots of supportive, energetic women that are behind you and want you to succeed and want you to experience success. But that wasn't my reality when I was a child, or as a teenager, or as a young adult. And so changing that mindset, that idea that had been formed from childhood into what it is today took a lot of work. And I imagine that for many of you've experienced similar situations. So let's get down and dirty. Let's get to business. When I was a child, I believed that girls were quite scary, quite untrustworthy, not reliable, ready to stab you in the back. I mean, if you've experienced anything like that in your own life, please reach out to me. Send me a DM on Facebook, Rachel
JenningsKudron, or just reach out to me via email at rachelkudron@gmail.com. Tell me about your experiences. I want to know them. So for me, girls were quite scary. They were pretty much everything negative. I really wanted to spend my time with boys. I found them much more inviting, much more inclusive, much less drama. I could just be me. Whereas if I hung out with girls, I just felt like there wasn't enough space for me to be me. In elementary school, I was severely bullied for my weight. I was overweight as a child. It was just sort of how I was born. I wasn't necessarily overfed or underworked or didn't work out or wasn't active. It wasn't really any of those things. It was just my body type when I was younger. And I was made fun of relentlessly, called names, teased, poked fun at, excluded. Any way that someone could be bullied, I probably was. And I know what that feels like. And shockingly, most of those comments or situations were from other girls. I thought we were supposed to support each other, but that's not how it was in elementary school. So I very quickly learned that girls were not trustworthy. Then we go into high school, 16, 18 time. And I was relentlessly made fun of for my refusal to give in to what they expected me to be, become, or act like. And I was an athletic trainer at my school, which I absolutely adored. But the other girls that I was with, they wanted me to be in a certain way. They wanted me to dress a certain way, act a certain way, interact with the players in a certain way. And that just wasn't me. And I refused to give into it. I just couldn't do it. And so I was left out. I was made fun of. I was bullied continually by the other girls that were athletic trainers, but also by girls from the outside. You know, why can't you just be the same? Why do you always have to be different? All those things. Again, shockingly, it was all from females. Now, don't get me wrong, there was comments every now and then from males, but by far and large, most of the bullying that I incurred in my childhood, my adolescence, was from other girls, from other females. And so I already had a foundation of that girls were scary and untrustworthy. And this just solidified my belief that, like, I wasn't meant to hang out with girls or be in large group of women because they were just waiting to get me. I just sink their claws in when I wasn't looking. They were just going to be backstabbing. They were going to take advantage. They were going to make fun of me every single time I didn't fit in or didn't follow through with what they thought was right. I didn't trust women. Now, as I left school and you go into the big wide world, I did meet a couple of women that made me kind of rethink that idea. But still, by far and large, I experienced a lot of bullying from women. And then it was about my hearing. If I was working, well, you didn't hear this right. You didn't hear this order correctly. Or I didn't say that. That's not what was said. Or, you know, I told you to do this earlier. Yeah. All those things. Sometimes they were true and many times they weren't. And it began to affect my self-worth. Like, if I can't get along with women and I'm a woman, like, how am I ever going to be good enough? How am I ever going to be able to get along or have a loving relationship with a man if I can't even get along with women? And I didn't have a bunch of friends growing up. because of the situation, because I just was very untrustworthy of women. And I kept my groups very close to me. I kept my friends very close, very minimal. And that was that. And I just thought, well, that's the way that things are meant to be. And then lo and behold, in 2020, when I turned 30, I got involved in a group called Moms in Business International. And I had found this group from a woman that was in a different group that I participated in regularly called Hike Those Likes Marketplace. And I was like, oh goodness, that sounds exciting, but also terrifying. A whole group of moms in business. That meant a whole group of women. And from my previous experience, it wasn't like I was just jumping at the bit to be in this group because I knew it was going to be surrounded by women. But I went anyway. I got involved. And this is where my story begins to be rewritten because there is so much strength in sisterhood. And I had to learn that. I had to rewrite the truths that my childhood, my upbringing had told me. And what I found in this group of women was an incredible space of empowering, motivational, inspirational women that cheered you on every step of the way. And even on your bad days, were there to support you. And even on your very best days, all they wanted to do was share your success. I'd never experienced anything like that before. I didn't know what that was like. And for me, it was shocking. At first, I was very distrusting because I was just like, women don't act like this. But they do. And that's where I found the power that lies behind a sisterhood. A sisterhood that is there for you every step of the way, every time you need help, in the best days and in the worst days. Because when you have a community around you that lifts you up, that inspires you, that supports you to take that next step in your journey, your entire life changes. I had never experienced that level of support, that community support that was rallying behind me. And it was the most magnificent experience and completely changed the way I approached business, the way I approached networking, the way I approached interacting with women. And now, 3.5 years on, my life is totally different. It's almost exclusively surrounded by women. And it's incredible. These women showed me the power that exists within a sisterhood. And this could have never been started without Leona Burton, the founder of Moms in Business International, an absolute gem. She created this space. She created this community with these sets of values of lifting up, supporting, inspiring, and empowering other women. And now, this space, Step Into Your Sunshine, is just that as well. It's about empowering other women to share their story of that no matter what we've been through in our lives, one, other people can relate. And two, that we can overcome it. That there's women who have walked in your shoes before you and paved the road so that it would be easier for you. That it provided access of information so that it wouldn't be so burdensome on you as an individual or your time or your effort or your energy. I am all about the strength that a sisterhood can provide now. But I had to go through all those really dark, disempowering experiences to get here. And if you are one of those individuals that for all of your life, and perhaps right now, you are being brought down by women who don't want you to succeed, Or you have this version of that women aren't trustworthy. Trust me, I know you and I've been there and I can feel those things that you're feeling inside. I have had those thoughts too. I'm telling you, it can be different. Here at Step Into Your Sunshine, it is different. In Moms in Business International, it is different. There are communities that exist that will motivate, empower, inspire, and support you to be the very best woman that you can be. I thank you all for tuning in. I really look forward to chatting with you next week. As a reminder, there are new episodes dropping every Monday and every Thursday at 8 p.m. French time.